Okay, today is Daf Chof Tes. We are on Chof Ches Amud Beis by the two dots. Rabbi Huda Omer, B'mischav in Chayev. And today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskol, Lila Nishmas, Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Okay, so here we go. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda said that, and go back to the Mishnah for 1 second, the case was somebody's jug broke in Rishos HaRabim, and the water spilled out and somebody slipped on the water, or somebody slipped on one of the pieces of the jug, either one of those two cases. So the Tanakhama said, you're Chayiv. Tanakhama is going to be Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said, B'mischavein Chayiv, B'she'enu mischavein Potter. Okay, now we're going to spend the next Amid. What does that mean? Now, Rav Meir was more machmer than that. Rav Meir just said Chayiv. He wasn't interested in Kavanah. He said Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda is more makel. But Kavanah, you're Chayiv. Without Kavanah, you're Potter. What do you mean by that? Says the Gemara. Heichi dami mischavein. What do you mean he did it on purpose? He had Kavanah. What does that mean? Amar Rabba said, B'mischavein lahorida lamata mikseifo. He had Kavanah to lower it from his shoulder. Unlike where it fell off his shoulder. In other words, he was lowering it off his shoulder on purpose. Then you're going to be chayiv. But if it just stand fell off his shoulder, then Rabbi Yehuda says you're putter. Rabbi Meir says you're chayiv in both cases. Okay? Fine. Amalei Abaya Michlal. It's obvious. We see from here. The Mechayiv Rabbi Meir Afilu Nifshara. The Rabbi Meir would be chayiv even if it just slipped out of his hands. Right? Even if it just broke or if it slipped off his shoulder, fell onto the floor, you would be chayiv. Amalei, in, yes. Mechayev hari Reb Meir. Reb Meir said you are chayev. Afilu azno biyado. Even if all you have left is the handle. Where's the rest of the kli? It fell. All you're holding on to is the handle. The rest of the kli just broke off. No kavana, no intent, and that wasn't on purpose. Reb Meir says you're still chayev. So the Gemara says, am I? Why are you chayev? Ones who? It's an ones. The ones rachmana patre. And the ones, you're not chayiv an ones, you're putter for an ones. The chsiv could have said, ulanaira lo sasa dovar. When a woman is violated, lanaira to the woman, lo sasa, we don't do anything to her, she was violated, she was an ones. Right? So what do you want from this guy? Why, according to Rav Meir, are you chayiv? Now Tosas explains, didn't we, we already know, that other mood l'olam, be'im b'shogig, be'im b'mezid, be'im b'ones, be'im b'ratzon, what do you mean ones rachmana patre? Yeah, if I tried to put on tefillin, I can't afford it. I'm in a place, I don't have my tefillin, I'm potter. Well, right, we always say, you do your best. The Torah doesn't demand you to be an angel, you do your best. But aren't you chayiv for all kinds of accidents? So Tosafot says, well, there's ones, and then there's ones. Right, there's an ones that you're chayiv for, and there's ones gemura that you're potter for. For example, like we said, you're sleeping, and after you fall asleep, somebody puts the antique vase next to you. Not chayiv on that. So too, we're talking about an unusual onesin. You have to, I don't know where you draw that line, but that's the distinction between ones and ones. The Ramban says, no, you're chayiv all onesin. You're chayiv all onesin. That if you do it by yourself, you yourself are chayiv all onesin. In other words, you as a person, your kalim, then already we have to make distinctions. Your jug is going to be mazik somebody. Then already you're not chayiv everything. After all, ones are chmana patre. Okay, explains that. Anyway, so the question is, according to Rav Meir, why chayev? Was an ones? V'chi tema, and you want to tell me, hani milu l'inyan kitala? When it comes to murder, then we'll say ones rachmana patre. Avo l'inyan nezikin, but when it comes to nezikin, chayev, you're going to be chayev regardless? Is that what you want to say? Yeah, when it comes to the naira, fine, we're not going to put her to death. She didn't do anything, she was violated. But I'm on the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis. But when it comes to other cases of Nezikin, maybe who said such a thing as Ones? That can't be. Because Vatanya, we looked at the Braisa, Nishbarakado, if somebody's jug broke, or Velo Salko, and he didn't remove the pieces from the street, he left them there, or Nafal Gamalo, his camel fell down, Velo Hemido, and he didn't try to bring it back up, and then some accident happens, a camel sitting there, somebody hurts themselves, your jug broke and the pieces are sitting there, somebody hurts themselves, Rav Meir Mechayev. b'nezikin. Rav Meir says yichayev. V'chacham omrim, and the chachamim say, pater b'dinei adam. You're pater from dinei adam. You're pater. Chayev b'dinei shemayim. Hashem will make you chayev. What's a machlokas? What that means? Does that mean that it's lefnei mishurat hadin that you should act that way, or is it mikra din? You know, there's a whole halachas. If someone owes you money, you're allowed to be toe-faced. You go to the house and take the stereo. He owes me the money. You're allowed to do that. Can you do that here? Dinei shemayim only I'm chayev. Not chayev, but dinei bezin can't do anything to me. It's such a concept of tfisa. That's a big machlokas. Anyway, pater b'dinei adam v'chayev b'dinei shemayim. Umodim chachamim l'Rav Meir. And the chachamim agreed to Rav Meir though. But avno sakina umaso, right? The stone, the knife, or the package, sheinichem b'rosh hagag, that are up there on a roof, v'naflu b'ruach matuya, and they fell with a normal wind, v'hazek, and they damaged somebody, shu chayev. You're going to be chayev. Why? Because that's normal. That's normal. The reason why the chacham held your potter, by the jug or the camel, I'm not sure why the hell, why are you potter? It was an accident, right? It was an accident. But, well, maybe it was unforeseeable, but if the stuff falls off the roof, you're chayef. Umoda Rameh l'Rabbanan. And Rameh agreed to the Rabbanan. Rameh said chayef in that case. But they agreed with the Rabbanan. That what? B'mayla kankanim ala gad. That if you have jugs up on your roof, amanas l'nagvan, because they're drying, right? You just made them, and now they're drying up on the roof. V'naflu b'ruach she'enem mitzuya. And a hurricane comes, unexpected. The Hezeko and those jugs fall off to even hurt people. Shehu Potter. That you can show me Potter. Right? Why? It's a freak accident. So what do you see? Rav Meir even holds your Potter on freak accidents. So why does Rav Meir hold Yechayev in our Mishnah? Why? Why Yechayev? What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, if you're walking down the street and your jug breaks, and there's water in the jug, and somebody slips on the water, or somebody breaks their, hurts themselves on one of the pieces of the jug, Rav Meir says, Yechayev. Rav Yehuda says, it depends. If you have kavana, you're chayev. Didn't have kavana, you're potter. So what does that mean, have kavana? So we said, it means you have kavana to put the jug down, as opposed to, it was just slipped off your shoulder. And we asked the question, why should that make a difference? According to Rav Meir, Yechayev, it slips off your shoulder? Right? Why should it be chayev? It's an onus.
You chayev because you pick up the pieces.
What do you mean? It happened a second later. There was no time. So why chayev? So the Gemara says, El Amar Abayas. Abayas says, you know what? The only way to explain this Mishnah is betarti pligi. They're arguing in two cases. Pligi b'shas nefila, like you said. They're arguing when an accident happens while the thing is falling. U pligi la'achar nefila. And they're arguing an hour later, after the fall. Pligi b'shas nefila, they're arguing during the fall. B'niskal posheya. Whether or not slipping is a posheya. Is that posheya? Right? The guy's walking down the street with a jug on his shoulder, and he slips. That a posheya? That's the machlokas. Mar savar, Rav Meir holds, niskal posheyahu. That's a posheya. Umar Savar and Rehuda holds Niskalav Posheyahu. It's not a Posheya. Therefore, according to Rav Meir, you're Chayev, and according to Rehuda, you're Potter. Also,
why is it? He says it only Niskalav is Chayev.
What? That's what he meant. He meant that when you take it down, you're doing it on purpose. So that's on Niskal. Here, we're going to say, Upligi la'achar nefila. And now we're talking about also arguing, but if achar nefila, 3 hours later. B'mafker nizakov, about being mafker things that can cause damage. Mar savar, Rav Meir holds mafker nizakov. You can be mafker it. What?
Chayev.
Therefore chayev. Umar savar and Rabbi Yehuda holds potter. You are potter. Therefore, since you are mafker them, you're potter, and therefore you're not chayev. Okay. Now, Umimai, what prompted Abaya to come up with this answer, to explain the Mishnah? First of all, what got him to explain the answer was, because we don't know any other way to explain this Mishnah. But the Gemara wants to know, what made him say that? You know why? Because midatani tarti. Because in the Mishnah there are two cases. There's a guy who slips on water, and there's a guy who slips on piece of the jug. Tarti. Huchlak echad b'mayim. One guy slips on the water. Oh, or shalaka b'charsis. Or he trips on the jug, on one of the pieces of the jug. So hainu hach. It's the same thing. Same thing, no? A guy hurt himself from your jug. Why does the Mishnah have to go out of its way and say there are two separate cases? There's the water and the jug. The Mishnah is telling me more. Obviously, there's a difference. Ella lav hachi kamar. Doesn't that mean huchlak echad b'mayim b'shas nefila? Somebody slipped during the nefila. Oh, or shlaka b'char says la'achar nefila. Or it happened. The jug happened. That one of the water got evaporated. The water was rolled away, but the piece is still sitting there. So then they have another machlokas. Are you chay for that now? That's la'achar nefila. An hour later. So that makes a lot of sense. Now, umidemas nisan b'tarti. Since the Mishnah is talking about two separate cases, Brisa Nami Vitarti. The Brisa must also be talking about two cases. What Brisa? The Brisa that we started off with that said that if your jug breaks and you don't remove the pieces, or your camel falls and you don't get it out of there. Right? That also must be talking about either we could interpret that Brisa as either Bishas Nefila or Achar Nefila. Umid Masnisin Batarti, Brisa Naim Batarti. The Brisa is also talking about two cases. So the Gemara is going to say, wait a second. Bishloma Kado Mishkachasla. I can have a situation where with a jug, somebody can get injured, Bishas Nefila, and Achar Nefila. O Bishas Nefila, O La Achar Nefila. Either during or later. El Gemalo, but a camel. Wait a minute. Bishlam la achar nefila. You can have damage after the fall. Bishkachas la b'makir nivlasa. Right? The camel fell. It broke its leg. That camel now is worthless. You mafker it. And if somebody hurts themselves with the camel. Ela bishas nefila hechi mishkachas la. How is there damage bishas nefila with a camel? How could that happen? What's the problem with that? Why can't it happen? Why can't it happen? But why? So the Mefarshim explain. It's different Mefarshim explain. Because what are you supposed to do? How do you stop that? The camel. What are you supposed to do to stop that? That's an ones. What do you want from the camel? Can't require, right? It's an ones. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Amar Bacha, you know how you could have it. You know how you could have it. If you go in, for example, the Avra B'maya Derech Shairasa Dinahara. You led the camel on a path." That the bank, somehow the river, the wide part of the river, was flooded the road, and really it's a dangerous place, and nobody saw because the water had been overflowed. That's where you led the camel. And therefore, b'shas nefila, you're going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, heichi dami, how's that possible? Id ikka darcha achrina, if you do that, and there's another path that doesn't have this problem, poshehu, that's permitted. What are you going down the dangerous road for? Go down the other road. And idaleka darkachrin, if there's no other road, then onis who? Then you're an onis. That can't be the answer. Right, so the answer is, ela mishkachas la, the case is, which I guess we could all thought this ourselves, de iskal fe iskale be gemala. Yeah, a guy fell and the camel fell together with him. It was one big accident. So even b'shas nefila, there could be a situation where the owner of the camel would be chayev, maybe he should have been more careful, it was preventable at that point, and therefore you're going to be chayev. Fine. Now that we've said all that, mafgir nizko my mischavin ikka. So this was your question. Someone asked, what about the kavana? Didn't the Mishnah say that Rabbi Yehuda says the only chayiv is kavana? So if the jug breaks, or the camel falls, or anything like that happens, oh, you know what? I'm mafgir that. What's the kavana?
It doesn't have to be, because now it becomes like a bar.
I understand, but that's not what Rehuda said. Rehuda said in the Mishnah, if you have kavana, you're chayiv. If you don't have kavana, you're potter. What does he mean by that? What does that mean? Now we're saying we're saying a whole new case now. What's the case? Bishas nefila, achar nefila. What's the kavana? So Amar Rav Yosef, yeah. B'mischavon l'zichos b'charsei. You have kavana afterwards to go pick up the pieces. So you've never really relinquished the rights to those pieces. Amar of Ashi, v'mischaven lezakos b'charsei. Again, you have kavana to pick up the pieces. Rav Elazar Amar, Rav Elazar says a new pshat now. B'shas nefila machlokas. The only machlokas is b'shas nefila. Aval la'achar nefila, but if the, an hour later, my od halacha be divrei hakol potter. Everybody would hold your potter. Why? It's ones. I well ikar remeir de mechayev, but in our Mishnah remeir says yichayev. There's no distinction to remeir. Ella my divrei hakol chayev. Ella my what's the pshat? Divrei hakol chayev. Everyone holds yichayev. That can't be either. For ikar rabbanon de patre, but the rabbanon say your potter. The rabbanon say your potter. Ella my b'shas nefila. What did he mean by that statement? He meant as b'shas nefila, even by b'shas nefila. Right, of course, during the fila, but even after shas the fila, and of course after the fila, ukidamash malan kidabaya, and we agree with Abaya. Okay, that Abaya said that the difference is that there's two machlokeses, b'shas nefila and achar nefila. Okay, now, now that we have said that, okay. Okay, now, it's only gets harder now, believe it or not. Now, Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says as follows. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, la'achar nefila machlokas. The machlokas is achar nefila. What happened? There was an accident, achar nefila, there's stuff sitting on the road, somebody trips. Aval b'shas nefila, but during nefila, mai, what would the halacha be? The vir called potter? Everyone holds it potter? The Gemara does not say, but our Mishnah says that Rameir holds Yechayev. Because the Gemara has a better thing to say back to Rabbi Yochanan. For Midik Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lekaman, Rabbi Yochanan himself says later on, I think it's tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, Lo Teir Mas Nisim Rameir Hi. Don't say that our Mishnah is like Rameir. The Amar who said, Niskal Poshehu, if you trip, you're a Poshea, Michlal, which implies, the Rameir Mechayev, the Rameir is Yechayev. Not only does our Mishnah say it, Rabbi Yochanan interpreted the Mishnah that way. Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean by that? Elamai, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Did we call chayiv? That everyone holds a chayiv in such a case? That can't be. When tomorrow or the day after, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, don't say that Rameir said you're chayiv. The Amar who said, don't interpret the Mishnah to be Rameir. The Amar who said, Niskal Poshehu, that if you trip your chayiv, Michla, which implies, depart your Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say you're not chayiv. So Rabbi Yochanan's statement is very difficult. Ella hakamash malon. Here's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say: Hamafkir nizko dehacha. If somebody would ever be mafkir as nechasim, like here, depachi rabbanon de ones hu, because here is an ones. Aval mafkir nizaka ba'alma mechayve. But if you be mafkir nechasim stam, but it's not an ones, you would be chayev. Okay, make sense? Does make sense? Itmar, we just said, a few minutes ago, Hamafkir Nizakov, if somebody is mafkir his items, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, it's a machlokas. Charam or chayiv, v'charam or pater. One says he chayiv, one says he pater. Leima, let's say, man da amar chayiv, the one who holds your chayiv is kirab meir, right? Makes a lot of sense. Uman da amar kirabonon, and uman da amar pater, and the one who says he pater is kirabonon. That's rabonon. Which is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no. Aliba de Rameir, kuli amalo pligi. Everybody agrees with Rameir. Keep pligi. When do they argue? Aliba de Rabbanan. Only in the Rabbanan Shita. Man de Potar. The one who holds your Potar is Kirabanan. Hold at the Rabbanan. Uman de Amar Chayiv. If someone says Chayiv, the Rabbanan say Potar. So it will give the same answer. Amalach. Ano, another Amar Filu Rabbanan. I even hold the Rabbanan. Ad kanlo Potar Rabbanan. When did the Rabbanan say your Potar? El of Mafke Nazak of the Hacha. Only in the case where you're mafkir nechasim like here, we should have the ones. It's an ones. Aval mafkir nezakov de alma. But if you stam as I, if you stam in the world, would be mafkir nechasim mechayev. You would be chayev. Now to stayim, let's bring a raya. Derba laza. We said that one held this and one held this, but we didn't say who held what. Now to stayim, let's prove derba laza who de amar chayev. Derba laza is the one who says chayev. The amar derba laza, because derba laza said bishumer bishmoil. Shnei devarim einan birshuto shel adam. two things are not in your possession. Famous Gemara. Two things are not in your possession. What are they? But the Torah said as if you're in your possession. What are they? Ve'eluhain. What are they? Bar b'rishus harabim. Bar b'rishus harabim. V'chameit misheishos v'lmaila. And chameit from noon and on Erev Pesach. And through Pesach as well. They're not in your rishus. Why is it not in your rishus? Because you masquer it already. Now they even own chameit. However, you're going to be chayef. Right? You're going to be chayef. So think of bar. I don't own the street. I don't own that street. Right? You're right, you don't. But it's chayef for the bar. If someone trips over, you're chayef. Right?
And even if you masquer that bar.
Even if you mask with that bar.
So why is there even in this case of the things that fell on the street, like the jug that fell on the street, like a bar? You cannot be mask with that because
that's a it's a machlokas about that. It's a big machlokas. We had Rav and Shmuel,
right,
it's coming up. Yeah, we had a big machlokas about it. But so those are the two cases. And then the Gemara says, Tistayim, you're right, you've proved it. Okay? So we could spend a few minutes on this. First of all, look at the Rashi. It's a very big Rashi here. Bar b'rishus harabim is one of the things that what? You're not really, it doesn't belong to you, right? It doesn't belong to you, but the Torah says it's as if it belongs to you, right? Asks the Shaul Umeshiv, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need Rebbe Lazar to come along and tell me that I'm chayiv on a bar? Because, why am I chayiv? Because the Torah said. What if I dig a bar in the street? What if I mask my package? I need the Torah to tell me you're chayiv for that. If I dig a bar in the middle of the street, why shouldn't I be chayiv for that? Why shouldn't I be chayiv for that? I'm not a bala bar. I dug the bar. I need a pasuk from left field to tell me that I'm chayiv in such a case. I'm the bala bar. No. Don't think that's a good kasha. Think it's a bomb kasha. I dug the bar.
You don't own it.
What?
You don't own it.
So what? I'm the bala bar. No? Not a good kasha? So he answers that, one second, what does he answer? Right, so he answers, according to the Torah, that, Shemeha Torah Nishma, She'ein Tzarech Sheha Balabar Kedei L'chayev V'tashlumin. You don't have to be the Balabar. Ella, shekol mi shegorim utakola, anytime you cause an accident, who nechshav lebal habar, you're considered the bal habar. Lochein, therefore, kara Torah gam lachbar bar b'shutz rabim bal habar. You're right, you called the bal habar. Af she'ein alav bail of mamish. And like you said, you're not the real owner. You don't own that bar. Okay, but it's as if. Now look at the Rashi of Yisheishos v'mailo. Right, everybody knows about Pesach. People don't like the Bava Kama stuff. Pesach, everybody knows. So there's Misheishos v'mayla, right? Look what Rashi says. Ein chametz b'rishuso. Chametz is not in your rishus. The itzya aser b'hana. It's already been aser b'hana. How can it be in your rishus? Aser b'hana. So the aser akasav, the Torah comes along and says, ki'ilu hu b'rishuso. It's as if it's in your rishus. Lavar alav v'bal yiroa u'bal yimotzei. To make you chayiv on bal yira u bal yimatzei. If Rashi wouldn't have said that, was that what you would have thought? On Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're chayiv on bal yira u bal yimatzei? You're certainly not allowed to eat the chametz. You're not allowed to even have it? You're chayiv on that? Is that true? That's what Rashi says. Right? The question is even stronger, because in Pesachim, Rashi says, but you only chayav on bal yira bal yimatzei once Pesach starts, not on Erev Pesach. Which is what we all thought. I guess instinctively, that's what you would have thought, right? I have to, the Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the chametz from chatos and on, right? So now we know that the Torah says you are not allowed to shech the korban Pesach as long as you have chametz, right? Well, that's a pasuk in the Torah. Which is why, that's how we know that you're not allowed to have chametz from Sheish Shavuos and on. Right? That's how we know that. Because you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach till Chatzos, because of the Korban, right? That's the earliest time. And we also know that you're not allowed to have chametz when you shechten the carbon Pesach. So he says as follows. This is said by the Machan Reuven. I don't know who that is. That there's a machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, in a chinam, you're not allowed to have hana. What's this over here? That according to Rav Yehuda, the machlokas between Shimon and Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, chametz lefnei mano, you're over on a lav. Even if it's before Pesach, you're still over on a lav. But according to Rav Shimon, you're not. According to Rav Shimon, you're not. Chametz lefnei zmano, ainu over levelo klum. You're not over on Bal Yod Bay Matzei, Pesach afternoon, Erev Pesach afternoon, only at night. So says the Machne Reuven, in our Gemara here, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rashi says, oh, you're over by Yod Bay Matzei, like Rabbi Yehuda. But in the Gemara there, Msachim, that Gemara there, it's in Msachim on Daf Samach Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda is not mentioned over it, it's only Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, Rashi goes, Lishitas Rabbi Shimon. Well, that's a very nice answer. Chassam Sofer has a much more fundamental answer. He says as follows. He says, why did the Torah require you to get rid of your chametz by Sheish Shavuos? The Torah could have said, get rid of your chametz before you bring the Karban Pesach. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the whenever it is, whenever you're going to go to the Beit HaMikdash, you make sure you don't have any chametz anymore. Why is there a set time? So obviously, we know why there's a set time, because human beings are human beings, and if we give people a set time, all it's going to run into is problems, right? But why did they make it that time? Why did they make it a set time? I'm not going until 3 o'clock. So fine, so you have till 2:59 to get rid of your chametz. Why didn't we make such a rule like that? Why, the Torah didn't say that. The Torah said, chatzos. So he says, right. Obviously, since the Torah set a set time, he wanted you to be chayiv. The Torah wanted you to be chayiv at chatzos. And that's what Rashi says over here, yichayiv mayuwa bayimatzai. How you can learn Rav Shimon, it's a whole separate word. So that's a much more fundamental reason why it's included here. No, it's a beferish iser. It's a beferish iser. How do you know? Because the Torah said chatzos. Otherwise, the Chassam Sofer says, the Torah would have said, whenever you go, make sure you don't have chametz anymore. It would be much more flexible. Since it's very inflexible, obviously you're over on a lav. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Okay. Now, Umi Amar Rabbi Lazar Hachi, did Rabbi Lazar really say this? That what? Did Rabbi Lazar really say that if you mafku your stuff, you're just rabbi, you're chayiv? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ibcha Tanan. We want the exact opposite. The Tanan, Hahof Echetz HaGolol, someone's walking down the street, and he looks at a piece of dung that from, I don't know where it came from, but he's very interested in it for whatever reason, and he's examining it. And Hofech es hagolol, and he turns it over, right? He's fascinated by it. He turns it over, and Birushus Arabim, Irushus Arabim, Vehudzak Bahen Acher, and someone else slips on it and hurts themselves. Chayev Benisko, you're chayev for that. Why? Because by touching it, by examining it, by being interested in it, you moved it. Now it's your fault. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, lo shanu elosh nitzchavin lazachos behen. It's only if you wanted to acquire it. Aval lo nitzchavin lazachos behen. But if you didn't want to acquire it, putter. You're chay for that. Alo, what do you see? Mafke nizakov putter. You putter. So don't tell me that Rabbi Lazar says you're chayiv. He's referring to the mission that you putter in that. So Amar Rav Debrava, no. In that case, sheikh zirulim koma. He put it back to the same spot where it was. He examined it. He said, oh, he's not so interested. He thought he was very interested, not so interested. He didn't move it at all. That's why you're potter. Amar Avina, Marshal Duravad de Barava Lamad de Vadama. You know what that's like? That's like Lamatabar Magula. You're walking down the street. You see an open pit. Me'evichi Sehu. You cover it. Then, Vachazar Vigilehu. Then you open it again. Who's chayiv in that? I would have thought the second guy's chayiv too. Says the Gemara's Pasha, the second guy's not chayiv at all. You know why? He didn't do anything. By covering it, he made a shmira, no question about it. But by removing the cover, all he did was he left it in its prior state. Who dug that pit? Me? I didn't do it. It was him. Amalei mazutcha bread derav mari leravina. Me dummy? Is that the same thing? Hasan, by the case of the pit, lowest alaklahu maisa rishon, you didn't do anything to the first maisa. Hacha, but over here, it's alaklahu maisa rishon. You undid the first maisa. You moved it. Oh, you put it back, but you moved it. Hello, dummy, that's, you know what that's like? Elo, like the following case. Lamoti bar magula, you found an open pit, utibima, and you filled it up with dirt. Then, v'chazer v'chafra, you went ahead and redug it. Then what? Of course you're going to be chayy for that. Tehtalukilu ma'isa rishon, you've totally undone the first ma'isa. V'kayim alav v'rishutso, now it's yours. Elo amar avashi, no. You know what the case was? Kishahavcho lepachos mishlosha. You picked it up less than three tvachim. So picking it up less than three tvachim, there is no hagbah. That's why according to Belazar, you're potter. There's no hagbah. So the Gemara says, my duchke derbalazar leukme kigon shahavcho lepachos migimel. What kind of crazy case is this? The guy picks up the glalim less than three tvachim. He never made a kinyan. Therefore, you're potter. That is so unusual. I have a much better case. The taima, and the whole reason why you taima, this dichi mischavin lazachos ba, ha'ein mischavin lazachos ba, lo, if he had kavana, then he is a chayiv, if not, not. I mean, this is such a far-fetched case. Even, we have far-fetched cases. This is one for the books. So the Gemara says, nah, a much more simple case. Lukma l'mayla migimel, say it's a normal case. You're some scientist. And you saw some interesting galalim. Ooh, this is just what I'm looking for. So you pick it up, you take out your magnifying glass, you're examining it, and they say, no, it's not the one. The afa gav, v'lo mischayv lezakos ba. You never wanted to be, you just want to look at it. Chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for that. Why? Because you examined it. It became yours now. So you put it down, big deal. Now you moved it, you're chayiv. Now it's your responsibility. That's such a much more normal case. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, no, because masnisin kishisei. Because the mission itself was very difficult. My ear yahafach. Got a lashon hafach. He turned it over. Like, what, he's looking for gold under there? What do you mean he turned it over? Lizni higbia. It should have said, he picked it up. He was mad. He picked it up. Right? Normal way to say, pick something up. He picked it up. Ella, shmamina. It must be this very unusual case. It must be a very abnormal case. Why? Because the mission uses a very funny word. Hafach. He turned it over. Therefore, kol hafach lamata mishloshahu, kol hafach lamata mishloshahu. Since turning it over, obviously it's less than three tefachim. It's mamash on the ground. That's why he said you're potter.
Is he putting it back in the same spot?
Well, yeah, he puts it back in the same spot. You're potter. According to Rabbi Elazar, he's potter. That's only because it's a very unusual case. Normally, Rabbi Elazar v'chayev. That was the kasha. So he answered it. Now, Umar Dabalazar Amar Machayev, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Potter. So, by the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Elazar says Machayev, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan says you're Potter. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan says you're Potter? But we learned, Hamatznia es hakotz v'es hazechuchis. If somebody is carrying a thorn or a piece of glass, and he hides it, v'hugdar gidro v'kotzim, or he, instead of putting up a normal fence, you know, think of what we do to our neighbors. Instead of putting up a fence, he put up a fence full of thorns. Right? And the gadar shenafal l'rashus harabim, and it fell down and rashus harabim for huzak behen acher, and someone else got damaged. Chayev benisko, you're chayev for that, said Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held, if you're mafkin in a chasim rashus harabim, you're putter. Here he says you're chayev. The Amr of Yochanan, and Yochanan said, explained, Lo shanu ela b'mafriach. The only time you're going to be chayiv is if your thorns stuck into the Rosh Hashanah. You encroached onto the Rosh Hashanah. Aval b'mitzamtem, but if your border, exactly your border, were the thorns, then you're going to be potter. Now, mitzamtem, my time of the potter. Why are you potter if you're mitzamtem? Lav mishum, isn't it because the havile bar b'rishuso? It's a bar in your rishus. Michlal. The only reason why you're potter is because it's in your rishus. Michlal, but that implies the chayva, but the chiyuva, the bar rishus harabim hu. Had it sticking out, you'd be chayiv. Alma, mafkir zakav chayiv. You see, chayiv. The only reason why you're potter is because you're smart. So what you do? You shaved off the thorns. Mamish not in the rishus harabim. Now what if it would be rishus harabim? You'd be chayiv for that. So what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan holds chayiv. We said, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're putter. Ella, so the Gemara says, no. La'ola, me'malaf, mafkin, achasaf, putter. Really, you're putter. Mitzamtem, my time with the putter. And if you're mitzamtem, why you putter? Mishum, the itmar Allah. A different reason. Amar of Acha, Bereda of Ika, because she ain't darker, so many other, let's hachach, but because who walks on a wall? Nobody walks by the wall. You walk by the wall, you're doing that to yourself. That's why you're potter. Now, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, that doesn't make any sense. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan himself said, Halacha kistam mishnah. The halacha is like a stam mishnah. Utnan, and we learned, Hachofer bor b'rushutz rabim. If somebody digs a pit in Rushutz rabim, v'nafal asocha shorach hamor v'meis, chayiv. You're chayiv. So Rabbi Yochanan holds in black and white, you're chayiv. Ella, therefore, l'ol Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv. Umid Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayiv. And since Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv, Rabbi Lazar Amar Potter. Rabbi Lazar must be the one who says you're Potter. Aye, from Rabbi Lazar, Bishum, Rabbi Shmuel. But didn't we have that whole vart that Rabbi Lazar said the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that there are two things that you're not chayiv for, but the Torah says you are chayiv for them, and one of them is a bar? Second, they both say chayiv. One says you're Potter. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Lo kasha, hadirabe. He himself held you're Potter. He happened to be. His Rebbe held, Rabbi Shmuel's Rebbe held your chayiv. He didn't agree with that. He was just repeating it. He didn't agree with it. Therefore, it's not a kash on him. So Rabbi Yochanan holds your chayiv in such a case. Rabbi Yochanan holds your potter. This machlokas actually is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Same machlokas. About the bar of Moshe's Rav, whether you're mafkir or not, if that's going to make you chayiv or not. And it's not an easy daf. So it's not an easy daf because the sheetahs are so complicated. And if you have a chance to go over it, it's not. I went over it a bunch of times yesterday. It's not easy. But we'll do our best. Tomorrow, it actually gets a little easier this week. It's a Magadata this week. So
according to Rav, if you mafkir a bor b'shus harabi, you could be potter, actually?
I think so. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
But the whole concept of the bor is like, you're not just mafkir, you dug a
so, bor. So you can get out of it by being mafkir it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if we hold like that. I don't know. But that's what they hold. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. Good Chodesh.